We want to return to our top story of the morning, which is NYPD clearing protesters out of Zuccotti Park. And joining us now is Karen Frillman, a reporter for our co-producer WNYC. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Can you kind of give us a recap on what you've seen this morning and what's happening now?
All right. Well, I got down to the park, got down to the lower Manhattan at about 2:45, and the perimeter had been closed by then, and there were hundreds of NYPD that had flooded the area with helmets on, and they weren't carrying shields, but they had face shields and nightsticks out. You could not get through, even as press, go through the police lines. I then met up with a whole group of protesters who were at the south end who had been cleared. They said the police came in, tore down the tents, told them that they could take their belongings, but they had very little time to pack them up. You could see there were garbage trucks parked near the park, and apparently tents and sleeping bags were thrown away. Helicopters were up ahead, and, you know, they're just people were milling all around and waiting to see what would happen next.
So what are you hearing from protesters? We're speaking with Karen Frillman, who is a reporter for our co-producer WNYC, and I'm hearing a lot of different things coming from protesters this morning. Some saying they'll return to Zuccotti Park. Some saying they're going to move on to a different location, maybe make Foley Square the new home base. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing different things. First of all, they say they will reopen Zuccotti Park at 8 a.m. I've confirmed that with the Brookfield security who's in the park. But in talking with, I talked with two protesters who said most of the action, most of the organizing is taking place outside the park now anyway. They have several offices in the Wall Street area. These folks had come out of a spokes council meeting at 11 o'clock tonight where they were debating next steps. And so it sounds as if the organizing is actually going on outside the park.
And if it's going on outside the park, what does that mean? That perhaps the movement has grown beyond the need to occupy a specific location?
Well, these folks felt that, in fact, they didn't need to necessarily stay overnight. I don't know if they were, there's not a specific leader who is calling the shots here, but they felt that, in fact, yes, what was happening outside, and that this, while it clearly was symbolic, it didn't represent the work that was going on.
And in the end, perhaps harmful to Mike Bloomberg's political career?
Well, you know, I think what happened here today, while there were arrests, I saw one arrest, I couldn't get through to basically see the people who had chained themselves to trees, and there were apparently, several arrests. I think that there was not a lot of evident violence. I think, it's not clear yet how this is going to affect Bloomberg.
Karen Frillman is a reporter for our co-producer WNYC. She is on the site there with Occupy Wall Street protesters who have been cleared out of Zuccotti Park. As you heard, the private owner of the park, Brookfield, says they will reopen it at 8 a.m. this morning. Karen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.